Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
What I was remember rise up and come inside now. You know this kind of say wave, yeah? No more hemi see no hemi rise, no more hemi level machine and come inside the lab.
Marklin Biliki, a resident on Taro Island. Taro is home to about 1,000 residents.
The current provincial capital in Taro Island is only a small island. It's about 0.5 square kilometers land area, and about 40% of it comprised of creeks and waterlogged area. And also a bigger part of it has the airstrip on it, which means that only less than 50% of the island accommodates the provincial offices, residents, and other commercial entities from the province.
Isaac Lekelalu is the coordinator for the Churzle Bay Township project.
For me, as a person who goes in full-time to do this project, it becomes my passion for the people of Churzle, to be able to get them a good place where all of them can come and also have a place to live, a place to visit, and also to get services very close to the people, because coming to Honiara capital, it's very expensive for us.
Churzle Bay is the site for the new township on the mainland, and the relocation of Taro project is now called the Churzle Bay Township Project.
The most important part of this project actually started in 2016 when we have a local planning scheme under the Town and Country Planning Act. This planning scheme is the strategic document which guides the planning and development of the township. So we continued the planning stage with feasibility studies to relocate the Taro Hospital from Taro Island to the mainland. We also completed the relocation of the Churzle Bay Provincial Secondary School to a new site, because the current site was earmarked for the international port and industry. And we also completed the feasibility studies for renewable energy infrastructure and the telecommunications infrastructure. And now, through Solomon Water and ADB and World Bank funding, this year they will embark on completing the feasibility studies for water supply and wastewater infrastructure.
Mr. Lekelalu says with his background in climate change and risk reduction, he knows that the people on Taro are faced with a grim situation.
Should there be a big earthquake that generates tsunamis, if that happens, models prove that Taro Island will be submerged. Most of it will be underwater. And that's my fear. It can happen anytime.
There is no evacuation center on the island, and the National Disaster Management Office, NDMO, is also worried about the plight of the people on the island.
The location of Taro, as it is very close to the earthquake trench. And if you look at earthquake history around that area, it's quite frequent. One big one would generate a tsunami, and so high risk to tsunami. And therefore, the idea of relocating to mainland is a good one, and one which the government should support. Churzle province politicians, leaders should be encouraging that move as soon as possible.
Director of the National Disaster Management Office, Lottie Yates.
Before modern technology came along, our communities were already there. Disasters had happened in the past, and what we do in this instance is to enhance and strengthen the strengths that are already in the communities. We understand the fact that technology nowadays sort of taking over everything from, in this case, early warning. And in the absence of that, the question is, what do we do? Do we say every man for himself, or do we work on the strengths that are already in existence in the communities? Our people, our communities, has always been very resilient. And so working on those strengths, I think the main focus that the NDMO is doing is working with partners such as World Vision, Oxfam, and our other NGOs, local NGOs and church groups, to make communities a little bit more aware of the risks that they face or possibly will face due to, you know, the impact of climate change. What do you say, more frequent events now happening with the impacts a little bit more bad for the communities if they do happen.
In addition to work in moving the township, Chisel Premier Watson Goloni is calling on the government now to regard the Chisel Bay Township project as a national priority.
Because so that I mentioned through climate change, I would tell him now that after 50 years this Taro Island is underwater. But something that might help.